We're in Simen Kuf Pei Ches. We are up to Siv Zion, and that's what we'll be doing today. Im Tov Elo Hischel Ba Shel Rish Chodesh, Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. If someone did not mention Rish Chodesh, whether it be by day or by night. Now in Tefillah, the halacha is that if you forget Yalav Yovo by night, you don't have to repeat it because we're not Makadesh the Chodesh Balayla. Here in benching, the halacha is that you could nevertheless say Baruch Shenasan. Now, what if you left out Yalav Yovo altogether and didn't say Asher Nasan? By night, you would not have to bench over again. But, so long as you have this Eitzah before you start Atova Meitiv, you're supposed to use it. What do you say? Baruch Shenasan Rosh HaKadoshim Lamo Yisrael Lizikaron Ve'ena Chosim Ba. And you do not have a chsima. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a chsima because food on Rosh Chodesh, a suit on Rosh Chodesh is not ma'akev. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that you say Baruch Atah Hashem, although there are some who say that you don't say it with Shema Malchus. His psak is that you do say it with Shema Malchus. V'hu sheniskar kodem sheyischol atov ha-meitiv. That's only if he began atov ha-meitiv. Av lo niskar at sheyischol atov ha-meitiv ein achozer. Whereas if he didn't remember till he started atov ha-meitiv, he doesn't go back. That means Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh is never machayev us to bench over again because it's not a day that's chayev in a suda. Mipnei sheino chayev lechol pas kadei sheyischol levaruch birkas hamazon. The Cholamoed dino kerush chodesh, and he says Cholamoed has the same halacha as Rish Chodesh. Hago the efshur to become makom yesh liyomer b'toch shara rachman. Says the Ramah, it could be that the same thing would apply for as we saw in Alanisim, that if you didn't say Yalav Yovo in benching on Rish Chodesh, you forgot it. You can say it after the harach together with the other harachmans. Moshe is bayer. Kabi Alanisim, Vula Yesh Lachala, Kibi Yalav Yovo Yesh Baskar Shemus. Vein Lomro, Lavatola, Kane Yerli Vichin Noagim. But he says it could be that Yalav Yovo is different because it has Shem Hashem, and you're saying Shem Hashem when you're really not Chayev anymore. The Bir Alacha speaks out that just saying the Shem Hashem Derech Shevach is not the problem. The problem is that you're using a Nusach of Yalav Yovo, which is like a Nusach of Bracha that Chazal gave us, and you're using that when you're not Chayev to. So the problem is not just that you're using Shem Shemaim. You could say Yes Shem Shemaim and Zmiris to be Misham Be'ach Hashem. The issue is that you're using the Matbeah Shetivuch Hachamim, the Nusach of the Anshe Knesset Hagdola that was meant when you're Chayev in it, and you're using that even though you're not Chayev in it. Further, Imchal Rish Chodesh B'Shabbes V'Hizkir Shal Shabbes V'Lo Hizkir Shal Rish Chodesh. What happens if it falls on if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos and you mention Shabbos but not Rosh Chodesh and you started Atova Meitiv? Ain't a chozer. You don't go back. Vim Shachach Shal Shabbos v'nisker kodem shis Atova Meitiv kolo Rosh Chodesh im Shabbos. If you forgot them both, so if you forgot one of them, you don't have to mention the other one. If you forgot them both, you should say them both. Not only that, but we're going to see with regard to Chasima what we're going to do. If you already started at Tova Meitiv, you go back. Some hold that since Rish Chodesh doesn't have a chsima, even if you had to say Asher Nosan because you also forgot Ritzei, you should not be chosim with Rish Chodesh as well. La Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should mention Rish Chodesh in the chsima.